from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is, impressed by our new introduction, Nigel Payne.
I still have to remind myself.
It's very hard, Martin.
Get there one day.
Change is difficult.
6 years of habitual welcome to this week's From Scratch, having to be ditched so I can say welcome to the From Scratch podcast. So, dear listener, you really don't want to hear my angst about behaviour change, but there you've got some. So this week, we're going to look at the Fosway 9 grid on talent and people success. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Fosway, they are an HR and L&D analyst group, and they tend to focus on EMEA rather than the US. And they have produced this report, and their grid, much like, you know, all analyst groups, have a way of visualizing the market. And the Fosway method is the 9 grid. And with the 9 grid comes a report. So they've done this report, which is a significant shift on a hot subject for organizations. The grid used to be on talent management, and now it's on talent and people success. So Nigel, what are your thoughts on this shift? Explain all, and then let's see what you have to say about it.
Well, Martin, it just seems like a couple of words have changed, and who cares about that? The truth is that in those few word changes, a whole world has been brought into play. And I think they've got their little fingers on something extremely important. And that is that the real issue now in organizations is people success. So the performance of the organization is intimately linked to the performance of the people in the organization. And there are a whole bunch of interesting new and some not so new players in this space. So I believe that talent and people success could kind of mop up all the learning platforms that exist, because they are all moving in the same direction. And if you look at the grid, the 9 grid boxes, they include players that we're very familiar with, like Cornerstone and Degreed, and ones that I've never heard of, like Peachy Mondays sprang to mind. There's something I'd never heard of. And 365 Talents. So they're bringing together the players, some big platform gorillas like Cornerstone, and some niche players who focus on one aspect of talent and people success, rather like the idea of the platform and the specialist in the 9 grid that they brought out for learning technologies. So I think everybody should read this and try to understand the way the market is shifting. And this is the first indicator, I think, of something that will become common practice, common knowledge, and a common way of thinking about what we do in learning and HR and generally helping people succeed in organizations. What do you think, Martin? You as optimistic and as impressed as I am?
I am. I think you're right to say that it's a change in words. Is it a semantic thing? No, it's not. Talent management, let's remember, was something that was based on your top performers or your high performers or hypos or whatever you wanted to call them. These systems were all about that. And I think Fosway has done a very decent thing in saying that actually this is not where organizations are at anymore. This is about skills development and mobility, and this is about the success of everyone leading to the success of the organization. So if you were to reframe it, so you just looked at it through a people success frame rather than a talent management frame, then what would that mean for your organization? And I think that's what they are talking about here. And I think that's
absolutely right.
And that is driven in part by some of the significant changes that are taking place in the workforce right now. Digital first working practices. What does that mean? What that means is that you then have systems that can connect in with the communication channels of employees. So if you're coming up with a challenge or you're interested in something, what happens if you were provided with an opportunity to have a coaching conversation with someone, or you were made aware of the fact that there was a project that needed someone like you and that you could move over to that project and get started on that quite quickly? That kind of mobility that some bigger organisations in the past could only dream of, we've now got these technologies that are enabling this. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the technology really helping people in their need to reskill and upskill and also work on discrete projects in different ways. And that is how organisations are changing. So I think what I would do, and I know that Fosway say this, is you could look at the grid to give you a sense of the players, the technology players.
And the scope as well. And that's quite important.
Yeah. But they also provide a 18-page report, which gives you an analysis of the market trends. And also that shares some of their thinking around this shift from talent management to people success. And I would encourage people just to read that report, because it kind of gives the backstory of this new grid. I agree with you, Nigel. I think it's a very interesting intervention and shift. And I have questions over what that means for learning.
Well, I agree with you. That's the big question. Because if you look at one of the headlines is HR needs to build an ecosystem of talent and people success solutions. Learning is embraced in that sweep. Surely you can't have learning outside people success and outside performance. So if that's sucked in, you have a very different environment in which people learn. Now, I was talking to someone at Grasp HR, which is one of my pet software companies. They do mentoring software, and they're not in this grid, and I think they should be. But anyway, Grasp have just integrated their product into Slack. Why? Because when you're having informal chats, when you want to turn it into something more formal, to have a more formal mentoring relationship, how do you do that? At the moment, it's all based on, well, maybe I could ask this person and perhaps they will turn it down and I don't really know how to approach it. With Grasp, you just simply click and you're paired up with somebody and you can set up that relationship which is managed for you. So you go from the informal to something sort of semi-formal. Now, is that learning? It is, but is it incorporated in any conceptual framework around what learning professionals do? It isn't at the moment, but I can't believe that it will be kept out for very long. So this is a really huge, huge shift. And I sincerely hope that they're right and that we're just at the beginning of that wave. And we'll see this greater integration as we go forward.
Great. Well, let's leave it there. But keep an eye out for this trend, this grid. And I would definitely keep a watch on this space, because it makes sense. It looks like that's where things are heading, and it's going to have some serious implications for learning. So, Nigel, great discussion. Thank you very much.
Great discussion. Get that free report from the Fosway website. Thank you, Martin. Good to talk, as always.
From scratch.